Okay, good to see you guys. It's good to be here. We went outside today, even though it's a little bit cooler. Everybody had their sweats on instead of their shorts. You guys have your jackets on instead of your t-shirts. So it's fall's here. Coming off an important win. Had a chance to go through it this morning, obviously, as coaches, and then go through it with the players. Spent a lot of time on the tape. Went outside and went through practice like we do on Monday. Got a good practice in. For what we do on Monday, it's kind of a recovery day and a corrections day. And then we'll turn our attention now toward Dallas.
When it comes to the parity that the league is always trying to achieve between all teams, those real stylistic differences between the conferences, how do you explain your team's just phenomenal record, especially at home against the NFC? Is it just a question of not seeing them as much?
What's our record at home against the NFC?
10-5-1.
Really? I didn't know that. How long does that go back?
All the way back.
Oh, back for the Ravens in history? But I have no explanation for that. I don't know. I think that's great. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I have no idea whatsoever. I'd love to give you something, but I have nothing of value to add to that. It's a great accomplishment, though. Sorry, Joe.
What did you see from the tape you watched?
Say it again.
What did you see from the tape when you watched your offensive tackles and just kind of set up against the two different?
Well, you know, we did some good things and we did some not so good things. You know, I'd say we were inconsistent. Probably, is you know, it's going to happen sometimes on the road against two excellent pass rushers. We've got two great pass rushers coming in here this week, so that's why it's an important thing to take a look at. But we got edge once or twice one on one. We got beat inside once or twice. I guess one time on what we call a me game where the end goes first and the tackle comes around second. So those are things that we're going to definitely have to work on.
With third down conversions, is part of the key there kind of limiting the situations where you get into the third and long, third and ten kind of situations and having more third manageable to make those have a higher success rate?
Absolutely. It's very important. It all ties together. First down, second down, third down. The more you're in third and long, the tougher it's going to be to convert. We had the same situation against Cleveland, so it's going to be very important for us to do a better job in the early downs and try to get in third and medium and third and short.
Put up good offensive numbers and the most yards that you've had in the past. What do you think the key is finding an offensive rhythm earlier in games?
Getting first downs. That's the key.
Is there something that you can point to and why you maybe haven't been able to, you know, move chains as much early in games? That's why it's taken a little to find a rhythm?
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, when you watch the tape, you know, there's a lot of reasons. None that I'm really interested in sharing with you at this time. Is that it?
How much did you?
They've got two home run hitting running backs, so they've got lots of weapons, and everybody knows that.
There's a couple uncharacteristic drops yesterday. Is that a concern at all moving forward?
We don't like drops, Garrett. We're not happy about that. That's something we would really much prefer to catch the ball when we get the opportunity.
Coach, I have a feeling I know what your answer is on this. how much does style points count in the NFL?
Who's keeping track? Who has the style point, track keeper? Yeah, the list. You have to ask him. Whoever's keeping track of style points, you can ask them. Come on, guys. Come on.
This is with you guys, but it looked like they were happy when Eric Winston went on quite a rant like that. That's just a general one. The fans obviously were right close to frustration, but he just kind of take it out on the guy he's hit on the ground with a concussion.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I did happen to see Eric's comments about it, and I can see where, you know, as a player, that would be something that would definitely be something that you'd be frustrated by. Some of the guys make a lot of money, but still, it doesn't make it any less challenging what they go through. And I think that's what we respect about the guy. I think most fans really respect that. Most fans understand that, Aaron, you know, and I think most fans, kind of express it maybe in the right way more often than not. But it happens, you know, it's just part of sports.
Second half, it looked like Kruger.
As far as the run game? Yeah, I thought on the edges, you talk about Kruger more on the edge along with Albert and along with Courtney, did a really nice job of setting the edge. Really throughout the game, we got good knockback on the edges. Once or twice, he got around that and even got a few yards, and then we ran it down. We did a better job inside Purnell and even, Helody and then our nose guards, Chemo and Cody. Got a little more penetration, I thought, upfield. Sometimes we came behind some of the reach blocks. Sometimes we got a little better knockback. Linebackers did a better job in the second half of really playing downhill. We were a little closer to the line. All those things kind of combined. Obviously, we played pretty good run defense in the second half. You know, I mean, it's tough. You know, and Kenny talked about the style points, so it's like, you know, it's a clever way to ask it, and it's fun to think about. But, you know, it's not an easy answer. It's not an easy question to answer because there's a lot of things that we're not pleased with, you know. And give you the fair, you know, how we're really looking at it. Nah, there's a lot of things that we're not pleased with. We sit in here and we look at it and we feel like, you know, we don't want to give up any of those plays. You know, we want to play. We're chasing, you know, our A game every week, and we want to have our A stuff. You know, it's like a pitcher. We want to have our best stuff every single week. We did not have our best stuff, you know, yesterday. Give the Chiefs some credit. Now the Chiefs are a talented team, and the running back's really good. And I thought they were a team that this game was really important to them. And they were at home, and they were determined to win that football game. So we understood that. You know, we knew what the challenge was, and we found a way to win the game. So I'm pleased because we didn't let frustration overcome us. You know, we didn't lose our patience. We didn't get too anxious. So we didn't make the kind of mistakes at the end that would have cost us that game. You know, we made the plays at the end that allowed us to win the game. We got the stop when we needed to get it. We got Joe. How about Joe making the scramble, which was a huge play. Everybody was covered. He gets out. It's cover five. It's man under. They cover everybody. Joe finds a crease in the rush lane, and he gets 17 yards. And then to get the three, the three plays, which we have not done that. There's been plenty of times in the past we've sat in here, you know, we did not convert when we needed to in a four-minute situation. We had to punt and put the defense back out there. We were able to do that this week and win the game. So and we played better in zone coverage underneath. You know, our underneath drops were much better. So there's a lot of things we did better within the game that we're pleased with, and there are other things that we just have to continue to chase to be the kind of team we want to be. So, you know, that's really the answer to the kind of the questions that you all really want to ask, I think, and that everybody wants to hear about. And so there's a lot of things we have to work on. But I'm glad we can work on them with a win, albeit not a style point win, but a win. And, you know, we've got a tough game coming up Sunday, so your attention just goes to that. You got something, Matt? Come on. I need a question here.
Okay, so well, what can you do, I guess, to kind of combat? I mean, teams are coming at you guys, it looks like, with press coverage. Is there anything you can do to help your wide receivers get off the line? I know Anquan had success with it, but it seems like they've been able to bump some of the other receivers and disrupt the timing.
Yeah, that's something that we've got to handle that. You know, we talked about that today quite a bit. We're getting pressed. We're getting cover one for the most part in this game. It's the same thing they gave us 2 years ago in the playoff game, and we did a much better job with it. We were in bunch routes. You know, we did have motions to stacks. We did that sort of thing. I think the drops were a big part of that. You know, we threw a number of fade routes. We threw a couple wheel routes. You know, I think the guys would be the first to tell you that if we make those plays, and now you create more plays. We only had, I think, 25. We only had actually 20 plays that we ran in the first half. So you give yourself a chance by making a play or two here or there, and you give yourself a chance to create more plays, and then now I think you have a chance to score some points. So we had the one untimely turnover. We shot ourselves in the foot once or twice, jumping offside. So, you know, it kind of all ties together. If I'm thinking back, you think back toward the end of the game when we had the two pick calls, okay? You know, those are the kind of things that you try to create on offense as well. They're trying to do the same thing, but you try to do it legally. So stacks, rubs, just one-on-one nine routes against press coverage and get past the guy. You know, those are things that we can do better. And we've done that pretty well at times this year. So that's what you're talking about. That's important.